5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Now in its 34th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, with this being Super Bowl weekend, it's a super show today. And, you know, the biggest business weekend of the year for pizza parlors, guess how many pizza pieces the average person eats each and every year? 50? 100? 120? How about 180? Average number of pizza slices people eat each year. Mama mia, that's a lot of pizza. Hey, personally, you know, whenever I order a pizza, I always tell them to cut it into only 4 pieces because I couldn't possibly eat 8 if they cut it into 8 pieces. Anyway, some other pizza fun facts for you. The record for the most pizzas, now, for those of you old enough to remember O.J. Simpson, that was one evening back June 17th, 1994, as O.J. Simpson fled in his Ford Bronco down the Los Angeles freeways, and America could not take their eyes off their television sets, but apparently they put their eyes on their phone because they were hungry. And, you know, thank goodness our show today is today and not tomorrow, because all of your eyes and your being would be on your television set watching the Super Bowl. And so we just ask for your ears today so you can be a healthier person tomorrow. And greetings once again, and welcome to the Healthiest Hour on Radio. It's Snowman with you. David Snow keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every Saturday to make your weekend strong. And here's something else that has to do with our topic of discussion today. The dentist's office for oral surgery, the patient was handed a couple of forms to fill out. As he signed the first one, he joked with the receptionist, "Does this say that even if you pull my head completely off, I can't sue you?" "No, that's the next sheet," she says. "This one says you still have to pay us." Hey, just to remind you, this is one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you anything, so there's no insurance required, and you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week at this time. We have healthy information for you today, and we thank you for tuning in on today's show. Oral and respiratory health on the menu, how to keep your breathing clear at this time of the year when many of you will be sniffling, sneezing, or wheezing, which is not a sign of good, optimal oral health. And so here to help us in that regard is Nathan Jones. He'll be with us in just a few minutes. He has been researching this in this field for 22 years. His father was Dr. Lon Jones, who pioneered, he actually pioneered a particular natural and very safe and effective therapy for improving the health of your sinuses, as well as teeth, mouth, and gums, basically the oral microbiome, which is what we're going to be talking about today. All right, well, this we're 4 days away from Valentine's Day, and we're in the week of love, so Valentine's being this Wednesday, let's have a chalk talk. I'm talking chocolate. A lot of you are buying chocolate for your Valentine. So here's the deal. Milk chocolate, you can put that by the wayside. But dark chocolate has many health benefits, and we've talked about these over the years. Flavonoids, the polyphenols, antioxidants, basically, in dark chocolate, as well as some minerals. There's zinc and magnesium, copper, and some trace minerals. But research finds that dark chocolate, containing at least 70% cacao, supports better mood and memory, as well as improved immunity and lower levels of inflammation and stress. And also studies suggest a link between the high cocoa intake and other, you know, health benefits. But here's they're defining high intake as 1 or 2 small squares of chocolate a day, not 1 or 2 bars, folks. So, you know, chocolate, unfortunately, the downside is it's higher in calories, or high in calories, whether it's dark or light, so milk or milk-free. So, but basically, the higher percentage of cacao, and the more bitter the product is going to taste, and that is why you always want to avoid, if it says cocoa processed with alkali or even organic alkalized cocoa. Basically, it's debittered, which also is denuded or stripped of its beneficial polyphenols and compounds that give you the benefits of chocolate in the first place. What I like is, it's in my bag over here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, here it is. Taza. It's perfectly unrefined, 95% dark chocolate. Now, this says wicked dark, so I don't expect you to go 95%, but they have 85 and 70, 80, et cetera. And, you know, of course, a lot of chocolate brands will state the percentage of cacao, but you always want to 70% or higher is what you want to shoot for. And Abby's Health and Nutrition in Tampa here, where we broadcast from, if you're a Florida listener, they have a full selection. In fact, I bought this Taza, and the reason Taza is different, they grind the whole cacao bean, not just the, they don't just have cocoa butter in it. So it gives you all the beneficial, it's not silky smooth like, you know, a lot of chocolate. It has a texture to it. So kind of like the Mexican chocolate, but minus the sugar. All right. Okay. Oh boy, we only have a few minutes left. So let's breeze through this. Hey, did you know, since it's Super Bowl weekend, the football huddle was actually created because of a health handicap. That's right. It was conceived by a deaf quarterback at Gallaudet University who used sign language to communicate. Now, not wanting the opposition to see his signals, the team would bunch together to shield him. And that's how the football huddle came to be. And speaking of football, let's go to the fitness file. All right. For years, exercises like crunches and sit-ups were considered the optimal way to train your abs. But then came planks and other exercises, and they were considered more functional. Well, now standing abs, the ab routines like standing crunches and marching in place is all the vogue. But still, floor exercises are especially good for people with limitations in mobility, or maybe balance issues. But standing abs, they say, are ideal for those experiencing joint issues such as neck or lower back and wrist pain. All right, so there you go. All right, and in matters of sexual health, if you're a man watching the Super Bowl this weekend, here's some information on testosterone you might find interesting. And this comes from different researchers, but this particular source is from Dr. Matthew Edlund. When men win at sports, testosterone surges. A game or competitive loss, on the other hand, causes a decrease in the hormone. But that's not, it's not just the athletes. Listen to this. The spectators or the fans are also hormonally affected, at least the male fans are, because testosterone will also increase or decrease with wins or losses of the spectators' favorite team. So if your team does win tomorrow, good on you. You'll enjoy a natural boost of testosterone, no injection necessary. On the other hand, well, you might need an injection if your team loses. Anyway, take that for what it's worth. All right, and we don't have time for I'll review this article next week on Spermageddon. That's avoiding Spermageddon or low sperm counts. We'll have that for you next week. Let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And since this is Valentine weekend or pre-Valentine weekend, with Valentine's Day just 4 days away, here's a poem, a Valentine poem for nurses. Blood is red, cyanosis is blue. I get tachycardia when I look at you. And by the way, tachycardia, for those that don't know it, is a rapid heartbeat. And Maxine, that rapid or that crabby cartoon character, has some zingers for Valentine's Day, which we will save for next week. Well, let's see. Do we have time to squeeze it in? Not really. All right. That's it for the health, news and other features. And when we come back, Nathan Jones talking about oral and nasal health here on Dr. Health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Welcome back to the program, David Snow on your radio. Well, respiratory problems are rife at this time of the year. So here's a little poem to get us started here on our discussion on that. N and X were the Hales who were in charge of a noise called the rails. But do not despair that they lived simply on air and their sighs were only contrails. Well, here to talk about upper respiratory health and proper oral health is Nathan Jones for the last 22 years. He's been researching natural, safe, and effective ways, in fact, clinically proven ways, to improve our oral health. And he's continuing that research along with his father. Well, Dr. Lon Jones pioneered, actually, the field of oral health in some respects, especially nutritionally speaking. And, you know, you can't fully understand how to take care of your gums, teeth, mouth, and sinuses unless you understand the oral microbiome. And that's the living, all the living things that coexist in our oral cavity. And here to help us explain why that's so important is Nathan Jones once again. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Nathan. How the health are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
I know that you are a world traveler extraordinaire. You have a million frequent flyer miles, maybe. But anyway.
I got way more than that.
Oh, more? Okay. By the way, did you see, this was back, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, but it was George Clooney's Up in the Air. It was that movie, Up in the Air?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't quite have 10 million miles. Which is
oh, is that what he had? Okay.
Yeah, it was 10 million. If you add them all up with all the different airlines, I'm at about 8.5 million.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I was just kidding. But, okay, you proved me wrong. Anyway, let's whether a person is traveling this winter season or not, one thing's for sure, we need to pay attention to our respiratory health more than any other time of the year. So let's first of all explain what the microbiome is in our oral cavity. And also, I know you interface or correspond with Dr. Peter McCullough, who explains the gateway microbiome, if you can kind of give us a broad brushed description of that as well.
Well, so a lot of people are familiar with your gut microbiome.
Right.
And that's all the commensal, the beneficial, the good bacteria that live in your gut. And that microbiome helps you digest your food. It helps you, it makes it helps digest your food. Okay. It also helps with your immune system. Well, the gateway to that gut microbiome is actually your mouth and your nose. And the studies that they did with xylitol going back to the late 1960s, what they were doing is they're actually using xylitol to change the microbiome, to shift the microbiome in your mouth to a microbiome that does not include bacteria that create acid. And that acid is what dissolves the enamel of your teeth. And there's plenty of research and studies out there discussing that.
And you know, Mark, go ahead.
Well, and so it's interesting that you just mentioned traveling and the gateway, the nasal and the oral microbiome. But something is happening. I'm actually flying to Portugal on Monday because Mark Cannon is presenting at a microbiome conference in Portugal. He is presenting a poster presentation, you know, research that hasn't quite been published. We're in the process of getting it published. And it's really the first study that looks at what xylitol does to the nasal microbiome and how it shifts what's going on in the nose from a microbiome that allows you to get sick to one that doesn't allow you to get sick. It helps get rid of the pathogens that you're breathing in.
Wow, that's huge. That should be a huge story for the medical community for sure.
Well, you would think it would be, but hygiene, as I've mentioned on your show before, hygiene in the medical community is kind of a bad word. People don't want to talk about it. Physicians don't want to talk about it. When they started washing their hands, they didn't want to talk about it. When they started, brushing their teeth, they didn't want to talk about it. They're trained to do pharmaceuticals, not hygiene. So I hope it gets big, but I'm not holding my breath. I think there's a lot of hard work to make sure that the word about that gets out.
Yeah, I remember historically back, I believe it was in London in the 1800s, Dr. John Snow, no relation to yours truly, but he had the hypothesis of how to get rid of cholera, and it was having to do with sanitation. And, when you think about it, plumbers are more responsible for our state of health and level of hygiene than doctors are, as much, plumbers would be as much having to do as much with our health as some doctors are because of just the hygiene. You mentioned the hygiene hypothesis and how important it is to maintain on all levels of our cleanliness and hygiene. And, still in third world countries, it's a huge problem, and that's what people die of in unimproved areas or where sanitation is, subpar. Because there are organisms that are out to get us, and they're invisible. And of course, sometimes the smallest things, like COVID, for instance, the viruses that you can't see, those are the things that take you out more than the obvious things that you can see with your eyes and your experience with your senses. So anyway, good description.
I fully agree with that. I fully agree with that. I think that public sanitation, public health, focusing on sanitation measures, getting clean water to our house, removing sewage, removing trash,
right,
keeping our environment around us clean, and hygiene, personal hygiene, which
yes,
personal hygiene is, that's kind of sanitation. It's brushing our teeth, managing our gateway microbiome. But I do think that that's much more important in keeping people healthy than all the pharmaceuticals out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear in the news about how they're all having all these simulations for the next pandemic X, next pathogen X, disease X. And if they really wanted, if they really were looking at preventing an epidemic or a pandemic, they wouldn't be looking for drugs and pharmaceuticals and how to treat it after the fact. They would be investing money into getting clean water and getting sanitation measures. In even in the United States, our public infrastructure is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Yeah, true.
And it, you know, they could invest money into doing that. They could invest it into other parts of the world where they're getting clean water, they're teaching people personal hygiene, and they're helping with sanitation. But money spent on those measures would be infinitely better spent than money spent developing a new mRNA vaccine or anything on the pharmaceutical side. Because when you're looking at a vaccine, you look at those, and as we learned in 2020 and 2021, even if they make the best mRNA, the top of the chain vaccine, it's only for one specific strain of a virus.
Right.
So you're going to spend tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars for one strain of one virus. Whereas if you're looking at public sanitation, you're looking at broad categories. You're talking, you're helping get rid of bacteria, you're helping get rid of viruses, not just one strain of one bacteria, all of them.
And you're changing
that environment.
Yeah, and much the same with our immune system internally, right, Nathan? Because no matter what
Absolutely.
Type of organism we're exposed to, our immune system kicks in. Our innate and adaptive immune systems, whether it's a cold virus or bacterial infection, et cetera, fungi, you name it, it's not just one specific, as you mentioned that most vaccines are. It is whatever happens, whatever you happen to encounter. And that's what the magic is of our immune system and why it's so important to maintain it. Now, you mentioned xylitol. A lot of people, before our bottom of the hour break, let's talk about what xylitol is and the fact that Dr. Lon Jones, your father, really pioneered the field of using the application of xylitol to improve people's oral health and especially improving the cavity or causing cavity prevention. And that's why I played that Sugar Sugar song coming back from the break, because I knew we were going to be talking about how to prevent cavities as well as oral conditions that are a lot more serious than having a cavity in your mouth. But give us a kind of an overview of what xylitol is and how your father's research has come from the time he first discovered it over 20 years ago until today.
Okay. Well, I want to clarify something, because my dad has never done anything or research for tooth decay or oral cavity. I don't want to take away from my dad.
Yeah.
But I want credit to be given to the doctors in Finland that really pioneered this research.
Yeah,
Dr.
he discovered
Mackinen in the late 60s did that.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing the research and seeing how it reduced tooth decay. And there's thousands of studies out there now showing that it's effective, that it works. I mean, there's even studies out there showing, and I still can't understand why our public health agencies haven't implicated this, but if this government gave kids $25 worth of gum a year to chew while they're going to school, it would reduce tooth decay to practically zero and reduce respiratory infections by 40%.
Whoa.
That would save our government hundreds of billions of dollars a year. But yet our government won't do it. And I've talked to people in public health, and really what they say is, well, we want to make sure we can pay the doctors to come in and treat the kids after they get sick. And so they don't want to pull the money. But let me go back. I completely diverged from your question. So what xylitol is it's a sugar. It looks like sugar. It tastes like sugar. Chemically speaking, most of the sugars that people are familiar with are 6-carbon sugars, sucrose, glucose, fructose, sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol. Those are all 6-carbon sugars, and they all feed the bacteria in your mouth as strep mutans that create tooth decay. They also feed other bacteria that aren't good for us. Xylitol is a 5-carbon sugar, and so the bacteria that are eating these 6-carbon sugars and making acid, they can't metabolize it. And so they eat it because they perceive it to be food, but it ends up killing off those bacteria that create the acid. And so you, over time, you actually shift the microbiome. And they've got studies where they've shown that if you use xylitol for as little as a couple of months, three or four times a day, you change that microbiome and you don't get cavities. And the studies that the University of Michigan did, their dental school, they actually showed that 8 years after their study was over, the kids were still getting close to 70% fewer cavities.
Wow, it has that much of a residual effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
And that's pretty incredible. But my dad got into it because he was a family physician, and he had a bunch of kids in the 90s that were having recurrent ear infections. And when he went on PubMed, which was just came online, I think, in 1997, but he started querying and searching through all of these studies how to prevent ear infections. And the studies that kept coming up were actually dental studies. They were the studies looking at how chewing gum prevented tooth decay, because in the data that they collect in these studies, they also show that they were getting 40% fewer respiratory infections. But the dentists, they didn't care about the respiratory infections. They cared about the tooth decay. And so it took them a number of years before they started noticing it. And then they did some studies, and they showed that what happened is xylitol blocks the ability of strep pneumo, H flu, MCAT, all these pathogens. We later learned even staph and MRSA. But xylitol binds up on those receptor sites and blocks those bacteria, their ability to adhere to the tissue.
Wow.
That's how my dad got into it. He read those studies and goes, well, if it blocks adhesion, ear infections start in the nose, kids are too young to chew gum when they're having ear infections. So he put it into a nasal spray, started washing out their nose, they stopped getting sick.
And that's the clear nasal spray, the XLEAR nasal spray that you're talking about. We'll talk about other products when we come back. Nathan, I want you to just hold those thoughts. And when we come back from this bottom hour break, many more questions for you on upper respiratory health and proper oral health with my guest, Nathan Jones. Much more information to come here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to THERALAC.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
When choosing a food supplement, what's most important to you? If you said safe, effective, contaminant-free, and non-GMO, 100% of the population agrees with you. So out of the thousands of brands out there, which one do you choose? Natural Factors is the healthiest choice. For over 60 years, family-owned Natural Factors has been committed to the quality of their products, excellence in science and education, and caring for people and planet. And with over 900,000 square feet of manufacturing, Natural Factors is big enough to do it right. They are also one of the only companies to do it all, with their own certified organic farms, over 2,000 acres, their own extraction, encapsulation, laboratory and research facilities, plus a vast network of academic and scientific experts. From farm to shelf, you can trust Natural Factors to bring you the best food supplements available anywhere. And they're available at your nearest natural food store. Or go to naturalfactors.com.
Snow.
That's right, it is. David Snow on your radio. Excuse me. I'm just faking it. Hey, here's a person that says, I hate taking allergy medicine, her friend complained. The stuff makes me groggy. Why not stop? Asked her friend. Well, it does work, so I guess I'd rather be dopey or sleepy than sneezy. Well, no reason to be sleepy, sneezy, or wheezy here on Dr. Health Radio, because we have a guest expert who can maybe help you from, or help you avoid, rather, feeling dopey, ropey, sleepy, or weepy from suffering from those respiratory problems that you might be encountering at this winter time of the year. And he is Nathan Jones. If you're just joining us, we're talking about upper respiratory health and proper oral health. Now, Nate, let's talk about some of the, you mentioned it was a great description of how xylitol is so important to our health, our oral health. Give us some of the products that you have formulated over the years that have the xylitol that can help to reinforce that oral microbiome into a healthy state of being.
Well, when it comes to the oral microbiome, one thing I want to encourage is make sure that people know and understand that if you're brushing your teeth and using mouthwash, you're only doing half the job, because our nose and our mouth are connected. And right. In order for that to work, the proof of that is when they were giving kids chewing gum, they were reducing their respiratory infections by 42%. And so the products that we have for the oral microbiome, and to help change that microbiome and help you have a healthy mouth, we obviously have toothpaste. You can't have a healthy mouth without toothpaste. But we have mouthwash, we have gum, we have mint, we have candy, and we have products even for babies and infants, because they've done studies showing that if you can stop the strep mutans from colonizing in your kid's mouth until they're over two, that their incidence of tooth decay over their life goes down significantly. Uh-huh. And those were studies where they actually had the parents chewing xylitol gum, and the kids had never had an intervention. But the reason why it works is because if they get rid of those pathogens, the strep mutans from out of the parents' mouth, they don't have it to give to their kids.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Anything we can do to stop that vertical transmission, including giving your kids a xylitol gel after they eat, after they nurse, they you want to get the milk out of their mouth before it turns to, before it's broken down to lactic acid.
Yeah.
So we have a wide variety of products, and you can find them at every natural products retailer out there.
Or they can go to clear.com, right? XLEAR.com?
Oh, correct. Yeah, they can go to Amazon. They can go to Clear. They can go to iHerb. I mean, there's all kinds of places that sell them.
Okay, one thing, one product, Nate, that you didn't mention, which I wouldn't be without here as a radio broadcaster, is the Spry Moisturizing Mouth Spray for a dry mouth. And so many people are experiencing dry mouths during the winter because they have their heating and ventilation systems on. And, of course, the humidity in the air goes down to single or low double digits. Talk about how important it is for a certain level of humidity to be present for, good oral health and prevention of any viruses or organisms that you might encounter respiratory-wise.
Well, there's all across the board. When you look at your nose, you really want to have between a 40 and a 60% humidity in the air. And there's a great chart. There was papers published for decades. The one guy's name that I'm thinking of right now, his name is Arundel, A-R-U-N-D-E-L. But you can go look this up, and it shows that there's different pathogens that will attack or get into your body if the air is dry. And there's other ones if it's too wet.
But that sweet spot is 40 to 60% humidity. So I have in my house, I have humidifiers that keep the humidity in my house at 50% humidity.
Oh, interesting.
As you breathe in, you know, before the air gets to your lungs, it's practically at 100% humidity.
Oh, because...
And that's because, because your nose moisturizes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we breathe through our mouth, that air doesn't get humidified, and the air does, and the water doesn't get reabsorbed back when you're on the exhale. I mean, that's a very complicated system of reclaiming water as we breathe out. But people that breathe through their mouth usually have really bad teeth and lots of inflammation in their mouth and lots of cavities because the bacteria that create acid actually enjoy living in a drier environment.
Okay.
Having saliva in our mouth is probably the best protectant you can have against getting tooth decay.
And, you know, and one thing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, all I was going to add was one thing, was when you go to the dentist, they always talk to you, they should always talk to you about that. And the buffering capabilities of your saliva are actually really, really good. And if you go back through history, we only ate 2-3 meals a day, and the rest of the day our mouth was above pH of 7.
Right.
Okay. Now, as we graze, our mouth is constantly at a lower pH, and so we need to use other things to bring that pH back above neutral.
And that's a good point. And I just want to mention along those lines or related topic, and that is the average American eats 7 times a day. So to your point, that's a perfect example of what you're talking about, that we need to, if you can't brush, chew, and that is chewing a piece of spry, the dental defense system of aspartame, or no aspartame, the aspartame-free xylitol chewing gum. And let's talk about a lot of sugar-free gums have other ingredients. They're not 100% xylitol like yours.
Correct. I mean, and the thing is, so you have two other things that could be happening. You have a lot of sugar-free gums that have aspartame and sucralose and other artificial sweeteners, you know, and if you're okay using those, some people are, you know, that's up to you. That's a personal choice. But if you're okay using those, there's a lot of gums out there that you can use that have xylitol in them. But I don't chew those gums. I mean, you know, I don't. And the other part of it is that a lot of the gums out there that say they have xylitol have such a tiny amount.
That's right.
That it's not effective.
Yeah. Because xylitol is more expensive than the artificial sweeteners.
Much more expensive.
Yeah.
And if you have, you know, let me give you an example. If you have 50% xylitol and 50% sorbitol and you're trying to get rid of a bacteria, that's kind of like me coming to you and saying, well, okay, for the next little bit, I'm going to take half of your meals away and I'm going to try to get rid of you by taking away half of your food source. It just doesn't work.
Right, right. And sorbitol has other consequences like gas and diarrhea and other things. So, yeah, and it doesn't have the cavity-preventing qualities that xylitol has.
Correct.
Yeah. I was just going to add, Nathan, is that artificial sweeteners, I've seen research where it shows it negatively affects your oral microbiome if you're chewing gum that has or you know, ingesting anything in your mouth that has the artificial sweeteners, like aspartame, and et cetera. So that's not good. Now, let's talk about, you mentioned inflammation of the mouth. What about how the bacteria in our mouth can actually cause diseases systemically in our body? This is from Oral Microbiology. Oral Microbiology. It's a study that shows the periodontal disease and rheumatoid arthritis link. It's one of the most common chronic disorders. They're talking about the prevalence of periodontal disease, but they say in rheumatoid arthritis, they've shown similar physiopathologic mechanisms, such as chronic inflammation and bone resorption, et cetera. And it's been suggested that oral microorganisms, especially periodontal bacteria, could be the infectious agent causing or contributing to rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, they've done a lot of studies, not just with arthritis, but with heart disease,
right.
with obesity even.
That's right.
And Alzheimer's disease. They have all kinds of systemic diseases that they know have roots not necessarily that they're caused by,
that's
but they
true.
Have roots and ties to periodontal disease, which is really just inflammation in your mouth. And it's really, when you understand inflammation and how it is, it's really easy to understand why that happens. Because if your tissues are swollen, in between those tissues, there's huge gaps. And bacteria are really tiny, and viruses are even tinier. And so if you have those big inflammation and those big gaps, bacteria and viruses go straight through your tissue, right into your bloodstream. I mean, in COVID, which is still fresh in everybody's mind, but in COVID, in 2020, they actually had a couple of papers, one out of Canada, one out of Israel, where they showed that people that had periodontal disease were 9 times more likely to get COVID and be hospitalized.
I remember that,
than
yes.
Than people that didn't have
wow.
periodontal disease.
Oh, that's shocking.
And I think, again, I think it's a tragedy of our public health agencies that the CDC and the Surgeon General didn't come out at that point and say, you know, brush your teeth.
Right, yeah, as you were mentioning at the outset of the discussion on the importance of oral hygiene and how it can, no matter what you're encountering in your environment, you can be more resistant to it if you have a healthy microbiome in the oral cavity. Definitely. All right.
And then that's what you mentioned, Peter McCullough. He's actually written a couple of papers on that where he discusses that very thing and the importance of the gateway microbiomes. And the gateway microbiomes are the mouth and the nose.
All right. Okay, Nate, we need to take one last break of the hour. And when we come back, I want to ask you, I saw some interesting information recently of how government authorities don't always recognize the validity of, some of the studies you've mentioned, but also just other studies having to do with, you know, pretty simple health practices and why that is. So maybe you can enlighten us on that fact as well. Back after this with more information on your upper respiratory health and proper oral health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. And if you miss any part of the show, our show is rebroadcast tonight on the station you're listening to right now. And you can always go after next Wednesday to drhealthradio.com and listen to our podcast where we have the today's show on the website, drhealthradio.com. Right there for a double dose of good health information. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health returns right after this.
Want to get at the core issues that make weight loss so difficult? Try PGX from Natural Factors. This revolutionary product is clinically shown to help people achieve their ideal body weight in a safe, natural way. PGX helps you feel full for hours, dramatically reduces the glycemic index of any food, and improves the action of insulin. If you've ever tried to lose weight and failed, you need the tremendous support of PGX. Learn more at PGX.com.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. We are clinically proven to raise your high health IQ levels here on Dr. Health Radio. And this is David Snow on your radio, and we are talking to Nathan Jones today on upper respiratory health. Nathan, I saw some articles recently about how, certain agencies in the government really don't recognize the validity of some of these studies that we were talking about and then other studies that we haven't been talking about. But can you give us an overview on that or your take on it?
Well, I mean, that depends on what you're saying. I mean, I think that our regulatory agencies
are so far corrupted, and I'm trying to think of a good word to say, because my mom taught me, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything. You know, but I think that the FTC, you know, I think I've talked about this on here. The FTC is actually suing Clear because we were sharing published research data during early 2020, where this is data that was paid for by the National Institutes of Health, the NIH. Our government, it was done at Vanderbilt Hospital, but they knew in May of 2020 that just using salt water to rinse out the airway after someone had COVID ended the issue. 100% of these people got better, and the government is suing us. And it's really bizarre because the FTC and the lawyers in the FTC, you know, we've done their depositions, and they sit there and they say, no, we never opened your studies. So they're suing us, and they never even actually opened the studies. How do they know that we don't have the science to back it up? So I don't know if they – I don't know how to answer that question, because if they'd opened it and read the studies and then said, well, these aren't valid, that would have been a different thing. But they didn't even read the studies.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which is beyond bizarre. So that you see where I don't even know how to answer your question, because the studies don't matter. If the people at the FTC want to sue you, they sue you. They don't need a justification to. And
I guess that's...
and some of the rules that they're trying, that the FTC is trying to imply, to impose on us, not imply, that they're trying to impose on the natural products industry are pretty sketchy. And if I was, you know, and I am a consumer and I am fighting back, but I think the people that are listening to you should understand that what the goal of the FTC and the FDA is, to a lesser extent, is they're trying to drive the price of your vitamins and your supplements and your herbal teas and everything like that to the price of a pharmaceutical. And they're doing that because they put out some new, and I'm putting air quotes up, they put out some new guidance. And what they said is you have to have RCT studies for every health claim for every product. Vaccines, if you remember, vaccines don't even need that.
Well, the original ones the ones they came out with recently that they had to use – or they had to get out in no time flat.
It's not even that. They have actually come back and said, you have to have, if you want to, let's say vitamin C. If you want to say vitamin C can help you stay healthy, you have to have RCT studies showing that. And you can go down and buy a bottle of vitamin C for $15 right now that'll last you a couple months. If each and every one of those companies has to go back, and for every SKU and for each health claim they want to make for it, they have to go back and do RCT studies, that bottle of vitamin C is now going to be $100.
And nobody's going to do that because they can't patent it to recover the cost of the studies, which are millions of dollars just for one product or, you know, one substance.
That is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
That is 100% correct. And it's sketchy and terrifying because the FTC, whose goal, on their webpage, we're here to protect Americans. They're actually harming Americans. I mean, I can show you, and we are showing them in our lawsuit, that the whole thing that they did during COVID killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, killed them outright. Because we know that in May of 2020, when these studies were published, if those had been made available to the public, people would not have died.
All right. Well,
I mean, most of the Americans that got sick from COVID, if they knew that just washing your nose with salt water solved the issue, 50 cents, they would have used it.
And
the FTC, they didn't just censor Clear. They censored our competitors. They censored NeoMed. They censored Navage and others.
Okay.
We're just the only ones that are fighting back.
I see. All right. Well, on a separate note, let's lighten things up. And thanks for enlightening us in that regard, as far as you know, what's going on in our the political system and our different agencies in our country. As far as a timely topic here, since it's February, not only is it Heart Month, and we were talking about the connection between heart disease and oral health, but also it's National Children's Dental Health Month, and I want to, you know, hats off to you for all the products you make that help children's mouths become healthier and cavity-free, or with a lower incidence of cavities, thanks to your father and his pioneering work and discovering from, as you mentioned, from Finland, the original research back in the 60s. But I saw an ad recently. It's a great ad that you have, full page. It says Dare to Share, and it shows a 100-pack of natural peppermint spry sugar-free gum, which is the xylitol gum that people can keep on their desk. Actually, I have a bottle of it on my desk, the 100, and then I have a 30 size. You have a 30, which fits perfectly into a car console or into a pocket or purse for traveling. And then, of course, your 10-pack flat packs, which easily goes into your pocket or anywhere for kids or adults for that matter. But this really supports a healthy oral microbiome, and it's a convenient way to get xylitol throughout the day without needing to change your hygiene habits. I mean, obviously you want to practice good hygiene habits, but when you can't brush, as I always say, chew and be sure it's spry gum. So I can't thank you enough for that, Nate. And also, on a final note and a lighter note, the last day of this month, just for your information, Nathan, since you do a lot with the dental industry and dental associations throughout the world, and I know you said you were traveling to Portugal next week, but it's you might be interested to know that February 28th is National Tooth Fairy Day. So celebrate the hard work that she does on that graveyard shift to brush, floss, and read books about tooth fairies in her honor. So I remember.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Why does it always have to be a she?
Oh, you think that? Okay, well, the tooth fairy. I guess. Okay, well, well, you raised it. That's for discussion on our next show, since we're out of time right now. But I can't thank you enough for being with us and doing everything that you do, not only nationwide but worldwide. I mean, you know, nobody has to do this. I know you spend, prohibitive amounts of money on things that are just noble to the cause of preventing, you know, the diseases that are in conditions associated with the mouth, and with no respect to necessary profit for you, but you just have such a mission, and you're so passionate about it. I can't thank you enough, and I'm so proud to have you be a partner in the show here on Dr. Health Radio all the years that you've been on. So Godspeed to you, and safe travels to Portugal next week, and we'll hear from you later in the year.
Well, thank you.
All right, there goes Nathan Jones, and here we go. And again, that website for Clear is XLEAR. You can see all the, Nathan was mentioning, the gums, the toothpastes, the mouthwash. My favorite is the moisturizing mouth spray for a dry mouth. That's a spry product, and all the other products there. So you can check that out. And next week, Dr. Ross Pelton joins us for an hour of Younger Living, how to slow down the aging process, plus all of our regular features on next week's show. Until then, I'm David Snow, thanking you for joining us. And remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.